Four people have been killed in some of the worst flooding in Heilongjiang in decades. The four have been killed after the car they were in was washed away in the Nen River, which is about 300 kilometers north of the provincial capital, Harbin. The local meteorological bureau forecasting that river will see its worst flooding in some two decades in the coming days. Over 2,000 people living along that river have been moved out of harm's way. Meanwhile, the water level on the Heilong River in the border city of Heihe has reached over 97 meters in height, its highest level since 1985. Immigration offices and control points along the China-Russia border have been flooded and forced to close. The only entry point into Heihe is still open for Russian freight services. However, it's been allowing temporary customs checks for travelers as well. Yu Chengguang is an official at that border checkpoint.
We have swiftly adjusted our work schedules and deployed more police forces. Every day we have people on duty around the clock in order to promptly understand the situation of water levels.
So far, six entry points between Russia and China along the province have been closed. The flooding has also cut off more than 300 roads across Heilongjiang. Forecasters are warning the Heilong River, where the province derives its name from, will see even more flooding in the coming 20 days.